Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into the secrets of creating viral shorts using the Sora Prompts Guide Fly Toward 2024. I can't wait to get into this. Right? So let me break this down for you. There's this misconception that using Sora is like a magic vending machine. You throw in a prompt and boom, out comes a masterpiece. But honestly, if you've ever tried it without a solid strategy, you know it can lead to some pretty weird results. Jordan, wow, that's actually really interesting. So what's the real deal here? Well, think of AI video generation more like rebuilding a transmission. You need the right parts, specs, and a bit of know-how. I've spent hours working on this, and I've realized that the difference between a viral hit and a flop often comes down to just a few words in your prompt. That's why a good Sora prompts guide is essential. Okay, so how do we get started with this prompts guide? What's the strategy? Great question. First off, if you're just typing something vague like dog playing fetch, you're really leaving a lot of potential on the table. It's like driving with the parking brake on. The Sora prompts guide strategy is about being specific and controlling elements like camera angles and lighting. Ah, so it's not just about what you want to see, it's about how you want to see it, right? Exactly. I found that a lot of casual users struggle because their inputs are too vague. This leads to AI hallucinations, where you spend 10 tries just to get something usable. It can get expensive fast. I can imagine. So what's a better approach? You want to structure your prompt using the subject action scene formula. First, get specific about the subject. Like a cherry red 1967 Mustang fastback instead of just a car. Then, describe the action, drifting around a wet asphalt corner, and finally, where it's happening, on a neon-lit Tokyo street at midnight. Jordan, that sounds super detailed. And what about the technical specs you mentioned? That's the secret sauce. Adding technical details like cinematic lighting or 35mm lens f1.8 aperture can drastically improve the output. It helps the AI stick to your vision instead of guessing. So if I'm understanding correctly, the more precise you are, the better the AI can create what you envision? Exactly. And speaking of precision, let's talk about motion. Using active motion prompts can actually boost your video views by about 3.2 times. If your video is just a static shot, people are going to scroll right past it. Wow, that's a huge jump. So how do we make motion work in our favor? One technique I love is the loop and zoom. Instead of just saying walking, try something like walking towards the camera with a slow dolly zoom. It creates depth and feels professional. Oh, I see. And does the duration of the motion matter too? Absolutely. Adding phrases like 15-second loop tells Sora how to pace the action, avoiding that jittery speed-up effect that can happen. And if you can give it a camera path, it'll calculate the physics better. That's really smart. So it's all about giving the AI the right context. Exactly. But remember, if the AI doesn't anchor the physics well, you might end up with some crazy visuals, like floating feet or cars driving sideways. You can solve this by using phrases that imply weight or friction. Got it. So what's the business case for using Sora prompts to create viral shorts? Is it really worth the effort? Yes, it definitely is. With OpenAI's revenue hitting $13 billion in 2026, and Sora alone contributing a significant portion, the market is booming. Plus, competition is fierce with apps like Meta's Vibes catching up rapidly. So it sounds like if you want to stay ahead, you need to be better at using these tools, right? Exactly. With so many people jumping into this, if your shorts look like generic AI outputs, you're going to get buried. I've seen creators who master the Sora prompts approach achieve insane results, like getting a 4.7x view lift with deepfake prompts. Jordan, that's wild. So what are some common mistakes people make that kill their reach? Oh, there are quite a few. Ignoring lighting is a big one. If you don't specify it, Sora defaults to this flat, boring look. Always add specific lighting terms like volumetric lighting for cool effects or Rembrandt lighting for that professional touch. I never would have thought about that. What else should creators avoid? Trying to pack too many subjects into one scene is a big mistake too. Keep it clear. If you need multiple things happening, generate separate clips. Don't forget the aspect ratio. If you're making shorts, always specify 9:16 aspect ratio. Those are some solid tips. So what's the takeaway here? The key is to have a structured Sora Prompts guide approach. Define your subject, control your motion, and don't forget your lighting. If you do this right, you could see that 3.2x lift in your views. That's super helpful. Thanks for breaking that down, Alex. Absolutely. And hey, if you need a killer thumbnail to match that viral video, that's where we come in at. Banana thumbnail. Perfect. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.